Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
The Ticket. Still the number one rated all sports station in the DFW. That's on AM, FM, or anywhere else. All the time. Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310, The Tick.
Join Matty Beers tomorrow from 2 to 4 at On Rotation Brewery and Kitchen on Lemon Avenue for the beer release party of August. P1 six-pack, the Just the Clip. This Belgian-inspired ale is smooth, light, ever so dry, and made for summers in North Texas. That's Matt McLaren tomorrow from 2 to 4 at On Rotation Brewery and Kitchen for the beer release party for Just the Clip.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It is Friday Fun Time, live from Cowboys training camp here in Oxnard, where we're the final show.
Oh my gosh.
We're the closer, if you will. And we're...
We got this, guys. Go ahead.
Frantically making plans for this evening on our final trip, or our final night. May just stay up all night.
Yeah.
And just do blow all the way up to the airport right before we check in. It's
like
the smart thing. The smart thing to do.
Yeah, the dogs can't get it if it's up your nose.
You got a dog; it's right in your face. No, man. So, sponsor
American Leak Detection.
Thank you, Juan Tonham. Here is Dave.
Thank you. Well, one of the things that has been living rent-free in our heads this week, and really for quite some time. Is, well, you have the drop there, Ham.
I wish my balls were bigger!
Bob has been, like, saying that in that same tone all week.
Well, I use it especially when playing golf, and so you were riding with me, and I definitely tell myself at times to be brave.
Yeah.
And that's how I do it.
Okay.
So we got to thinking about it. It's the same exercise that we do with moron dog or whatever. We like to explore the etymology of a drop that has become omnipresent. Is how did that ever start?
Like, shouldn't you yell that at yourself if you leave a putt short, like a birdie?
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
You leave it 3 feet short, then you ask yourself, are your balls
like when we played Aikman and he buried the 4-footer?
Yeah.
It hit the back of the cup.
Yeah.
Like it was ready.
Yeah. There was no doubt.
No, because he's Aikman.
Yeah. So we had DJ and Ham excavate back into ticket history, and the first occurrence was at the compound? Is that right?
Compound during a little extra Rant Revival Jr.
Yeah, so this was a story that I had about the practice of ball maxing. And this
what
is
does
how,
that mean?
Well, it's described here. We'll let the audio take over. So Marcus says that he got his scrotum stuck in a toilet one time.
And he just sits back and giggles.
You talk about nature went in one back.
And
I'm so offended by intolerant Bob.
And his scrotum tore when he got it out of the toilet.
As he snaps it off in a toilet seat. Oh,
didn't Norm do that once? Did he shut his ball sack in a hotel room door?
Yeah.
And he got like 25 feet away before he noticed.
Stretched it and then it popped and hit him in the eye.
He was halfway down the hallway.
Like an exercise band.
So knocked over his chest set that had the positions he had saved.
So this is not just a practice that this guy Marcus is going through. That Men's Health found a subreddit with almost 9,000 members.
No way.
About saline inflation. And some of the comments on this subreddit, one guy says, you have to talk yourself into doing it to find the time to get everything prepped and sit anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour and a half while it takes effect. So it does take some time to balloon up your balls.
Once again, our great-great-grandfathers, how much time did they spend thinking about ball maxing?
I'm going to say very little.
Matter of fact, I would say 70% of subreddits are things that our great-great-grandfathers would go, how do y'all have time for that?
Like, as we were getting, our brave soldiers were getting dropped off for D-Day the night before.
I wish my balls were bigger!
As they're jumping out of the plane?
Yeah. God, I could use bigger testicles.
Wow, that's how it happened.
So that's how it happened.
He's just running out of the plane as fast as he can and pulls his chute.
I wish my balls were bigger!
Yeah. And I think we have another short clip. So it came up again on the Rant Revival maybe a month later.
No way.
As we were reliving that entire D-Day scenario. It is a special talent. Not everybody can twerk.
On the next Hardline, Corby asks, is twerking always going to be a thing?
So, when we landed in France in World War II...
the Germans were twerking.
And the Germans were all twerking on Utah Beach, like, hand on the back of their head.
Yeah, standing on top of those pillboxes, just
working it. Would we have been able to even fire our weapons?
Don't make that look on your face, Dave.
No, we'd be laughing too hard.
Right.
Right.
And then you know what?
Right, as our soldiers... The gangplanks go down of those Higgins boats, and they're running out. I wish my balls were bigger! I wish my balls were bigger! Yeah, so that's how we counteracted the twerking Germans. So, I, the other day...
A shot never would have been fired. Just, they're all twerking back there, and we're just like, you know what? These guys are pretty cool.
They're cool. Yeah, let's hang out. What are they listening to?
Is that Ciara?
So the other day, I guess this was yesterday, before everyone cleared out of this ghost town, I was able to catch up with some Cowboys players and discuss ball maxing.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
So I have four of them, and let's begin. I have three representatives of the defense and one from the offense. I wasn't able to get a fair comparison both sides of the ball, but we begin with cornerback Siobhan Revel. Siobhan, do you believe that this year the Cowboys as a unit will be ball maxing?
Oh yeah, all the way around, man. I think we got a great offense, obviously, a great defense that we're putting together. Coach CP, Christian Parker, he putting together. If we approach each day like we've been doing, the intent to get better and better every day, I think we're gonna get that ring, for real.
All right, and do you ever find yourself, when you're in the heat of competition, you say to yourself, I wish my balls were bigger?
Nah, man, I'm just saying, I'm just getting better and better, but I'm competing against the top receivers in the nation, you know what I mean? All I can do is get better, you know what I mean? Iron sharpens iron, so that's just how I look at it.
All right, man. So, good luck this year. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Okay. This reminds me of, like, doing Repro Man when I think that they hear it,
uh-huh,
but they don't know what's happening.
Right.
Right?
Well, let's see. Let's see how we progress in their understanding of ball maxing.
I do love that. Do you think you guys are going to be ball maxing this year? Oh, absolutely. We're going to be ball. Like, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What do you think? What kind of question is that? Yes.
Well,
every Sunday.
What does Jonathan Mingo think? Jonathan Mingo, do you feel as a unit the Cowboys this year will be ball maxing?
What do you mean by ball maxing?
Like taking advantage of every opportunity, maximum opportunity, engagement from a ball perspective.
Yeah, you know, last year we just started the offense, you know what I'm saying? Everybody getting a groove together. So I feel like this year we're just building off what we did last year and just continuing to progress, trying to win championships. So I feel like we got a lot of playmakers in the group. So when anybody number call, we will make a play. So we're just trying to have the right stuff to get to a championship.
When you are out there, do you ever find yourself saying to yourself, I wish my balls were bigger?
Hey, man. I'm good in my face, so, like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever my time come, you know what I'm saying? Just got to capitalize on the opportunity. Capitalize on the opportunity, more opportunities come after that, so I'm not worried about that at all.
Awesome, man. Good luck this year.
Appreciate you.
He's not worried about his balls.
Okay, so to him, does that mean...
More balls thrown his way.
Like, more opportunity, or did he think you were attacking his courage?
No, more opportunity.
Yeah, I think he's just waiting for his number to be called to display his balls.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
All right, so moving on. Let's see how linebacker Justin Barron answers the question.
I love him.
Hey, Justin, you have a second? Justin Barron, do you feel as a unit that this season the Cowboys will be ball maxing?
What's that supposed to mean?
Like just maximizing the opportunities every time they get the ball, either side of the ball?
Absolutely. I mean, everything we do on defense is to get the ball back to Dak. You know, as often as possible, we want the ball in his hands so he can do what he does with all his weapons.
And have you ever found yourself in the middle of the action on the field saying, I wish my balls were bigger?
Nope.
You always feel like you are at maximum ball potential?
If that's how you want to say it, go ahead.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Nope. Who was that?
All right, so Justin Barron.
Oh, okay.
Number 45.
The linebacker, yeah.
Number 45 in your program.
All right, so he's closest to, like, what's happening here, man?
Yeah. He sniffed you out.
Saying, okay. I wish my balls were bigger.
Nope.
You always feel like you are...
Like, bro, I play linebacker in the National Football League. They're just fine.
Well, we end with...
Stop it.
We end with arguably the biggest balls of them all, Rashawn Gary.
Okay.
Rashawn Gary, wondering if, I know you're new, but do you feel like the Cowboys as a unit this year are set up to be ball maxing?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, man. It's talent all throughout the board, from offense to defense to special teams. Right now, we're working on gelling together, communication, and everything. You know, right now, at this point of camp, has been getting better day in and day out. And all you can ask is to be 1% better, and that's what we've been doing as a whole unit, as a team.
I know you are an elite-level pass rusher, but is there ever a time when you say to yourself on the field, I wish my balls were bigger?
Shoot, we all want to have bigger balls, but man, just being who I am, I get to come out, have fun, and, you know, fly around.
Awesome, man. Good luck this year. Appreciate you.
I mean, who amongst us?
We all, I mean, that's why ball maxing is a thing, because we all do wish our balls were bigger.
All right.
We aspire.
Now we know it from the Cowboys' mouth. From Dave's mouth.
That's some great football research right there.
It is.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you don't feel optimistic about the Cowboys now, when will you?
Yes, they're all ball maxing. All right.
So dumb.